Well, a year ago, Joanne Kraus, who is the director at the Johnson Heritage Post, approached me and said that the board was really interested in having a student art show of the students here at our school. We used to do the PBS contest, but it was canceled this year. So it kind of opened things up, and I said, okay, we're going to do this. I emailed Joanne this early this fall, and I said, you know, I'm going to have third graders through fifth graders. I have seventh and eighth graders, as well as high school students. Can we include everybody? And she sent an email back, yep, absolutely. The more the merrier. She kept saying, I want to fill the place up with student art. By the way, Joanne used to teach art here years ago, so I think she has, you know, kind of a soft spot for the kids' art. So I was really grateful that she wanted to do this.
I'm Amber Todd, and I'm in 12th grade. I am displaying several projects. Many of them I did on my own time, but a couple I did in class. One in particular, it is of a fisherman cleaning fish, and it was for the Fish House Museum a couple years back. My fisherman, I think it's titled Cleaning Fish. It's an angle where he doesn't really know he's being drawn, kind of, and you see him down looking, cleaning the fish, and you have kind of some other dead fish, and it's used. I used oil pastel, so it has a nice smeary look to it and kind of gives the fish feel to it.
Alex Simpson, 11th grade. I'm entering three pieces currently into the show. One is a ceramic plate, one is a watercolor, and then the other is a pencil drawing.
I'm Courtney, and I'm in 8th grade. I am displaying a drawing of a dinosaur. It's green, and its mouth is open with teeth.
Sarah Gonzalez, and I'm in the 5th grade. The piece of art that all the 4th and 5th graders are just being displayed is like a picture of birch trees that you put a piece of wood in black paint and kind of like smear it on the paper and then put orange, yellow, or green paint colors on them as leaves or trees or something like that.
We have all levels of art going on at the same time, so art one are in with art two, art three, and we even have advanced placement art students. So there's a wide range of experience, skill, abilities. When we started matting and setting things aside for the show, you know, everybody has something that's kind of special. So I'm going to include something from everybody.
I'm Cece Schnovrick. I'm in 10th grade. I'm displaying my symbolic self-portrait, which is a silhouette of my head. I cut up a whole bunch of little pieces from magazines, just kind of random pieces, and filled my head with it, and they're bright colors and patterns. And in the background, I drew a cityscape.
We're doing pen drawings, graphite pencil drawings, tempera paint, color studies, because these are things that we do typically in the fall. Some of the returning art students are bringing in their plaster sculptures, their ceramic pieces that we did from last year. And some of the kids are taking extra art lessons at the Art Colony, so they're bringing in some of those projects as well. So there's going to be a really wide range of media represented. And the elementary ones are pretty special, too.
We've put a lot of work into framing and matting and just taking the time to sort all our stuff, and we'd really appreciate it if everyone would come out.
I think there's going to be a lot of people at the art gallery.
The art opening is from 5 to 7 November 19th, which is a Friday night. The culinary arts class is going to bring some treats, and they're going to be serving during the opening. And we're going to have the saxophone group is going to be playing music at 6 o'clock, too. I forgot to mention that. So I really want to see the community show up, mostly to show the kids that this is a big deal, because some of them have never even been to an art gallery before. You know, and so when I'm talking about we have to put on this good presentation, everything's got to be nice and tidy, and I think they're going to get it.